This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 5, Episode 7. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. The website is in the podcast description. After the draft, we play a game called Rank 'Em. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Back from Vegas and glad to be home. He was only gone for 5 days, but it felt longer. Fremont Street was easily the most interesting place he visited. Dilts snores like a hibernating bear, and he got screwed on the spinny wheel at Caesars. Shine is here.
Did I show you guys the picture of the wheel?
Someone did.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like easily the most calm person in the area after that happened. But what are you going to do? Pit Boss was a dick. The leather piece was pretty much pointing in the direction of 40 to 1. He came around that corner and looked at it and was like, respin. And I was like, ugh, it's terrible.
Dang.
Damn, Rothstein was watching you, boy.
Right?
Mourning the first round exit of his Milwaukee Bucks and going on a trip to Lake Geneva for his 11th wedding anniversary. Catman is here.
Jimmy Butler. What can I say? Miami Heat. It's all the Bulls' fault for messing up the natural balance of things. Shine. But anyway, excited.
Should never let him go.
Got like a mini 4 or 5 day vacation ahead of us, heading down to Lake Geneva. Nice little chill weekend.
Congrats, Catman. Congrats.
Thanks. 16 years old.
That's awesome.
Hyped for the Sixers after game one victory against the Celtics. J-Cat is here.
What's up, everybody? That's a very important game one victory because, as I predicted, they are getting smoked in game two, and they'll probably lose because it's just the law of averages, right? So it's good times. But shout out Joel Embiid bringing the MVP trophy back to Philadelphia for the first time since AI. So that's awesome. Hopefully he gets healthy and can get back in the series. And in other sporting news, my son spent more time playing in the trees besides the t-ball field today than he did actually playing t-ball. It was beyond frustrating. So shout out to Keaton for just making me feel like this is such a solid father-son bonding experience.
Has he peed on the tree yet?
No, but he had said he had to go pee twice, which turned out to be a lie, because as he's sitting there, as most kids do with their, you know, pants down around their ankles, he's just like, I can't go. And I'm like, really?
You let him sit down in the porta potty?
No, he's standing up with his pants down around his ankle. Oh, and his little,
I thought you said sit too. He's sitting there.
Oh, heck no, man. We're not sitting in a porta potty.
I saw a video this week of a little kid that peed on the home plate.
Well, hey, after you hit a home run in T-ball, you can do that.
That's awesome.
Watching the NBA playoffs, most of the games have been good, and he enjoys watching LeBron and his greatness. He can't help but cheer the king. MJ is the GOAT, so stop hating, Jason. Bomar is here.
That's right. That's right. It's crazy to see that this guy is playing at a level he's playing. Recently, I've not really liked LeBron James too much, but I still like watching him play.
And I'm your host, Eric, also enjoying the NBA playoffs, slowly approaching the end of the school year. And as usual, I'm ready to draft. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Lights to Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. TPublic often has sales, so wait for one and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Lights to Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the best TV channels draft. In sixth place, comments include, you can't beat Red Zone. All the best parts of every game all in one place as they happen. Fox is a heavy hitter as well with all the groundbreaking comedy shows. Game Show Network and History are just icing on the cake. J-Cat's team, don't touch that dial, 6.3% of the votes.
Say it, J-Cat.
What? I knew Red Zone wasn't going to move the needle. I
can't wait to have first pick in this draft.
No, that sucks. I don't like being in sixth place because I'm not a loser. There's no consolation prize for being the first pick of the next draft. That sucks. So, no, I'm not happy. Listen to the podcast and then vote.
Okay. In fifth place, comments include...
How many of us are secretly happy J-Cock got last place?
Every single one of you hating ass...
So angry about it.
Fifth place, comments include... HBO makes money shows. HBO and Nat Geo have some of the best series.
This is
Starvision, 11.1% of the votes. Shine's team.
Whatever. I don't even have any words for this right now. I'm just going to keep eating my Ben and Jerry's and enjoying
the
it.
The fact that Bo beat both of y'all is pretty sad. I don't know what the voters were thinking. But in fourth place, comments include MTV, Ridiculousness, Discovery Channel, Naked and Afraid. What else is there on TV? Bomar's team, Reality Stars, 12.7% of the votes. Fourth place.
What place is that, Bo? Fourth.
Right in the middle of the pack, baby. Where I'm always at.
Not Bravo.
Average. I'll take it, though, I guess.
Every time you got a vote, it was like MTV, MTV, MTV. So it's a good first round pick. In third place, comments include PBS is underrated. I really don't even like much of the rest of the list, but I'm sending props to a solid sleeper pick. Where else can you learn about nature, watch musical performances, learn about local history, and enjoy Bob Ross and other random shows on the same channel? There's no rhyme or reason to PBS. It's a surprise every time, and that's why you get my vote. Birdo's team, We Talk on TV, 14.3% of the votes.
Well, podium finish, boys.
It's the bronze, that brown medal. And in second place, comments include, I could live off of CBS News and Law and Order and all the shows from NBC and CBS, Good Morning Football, Monday Night Raw. This would be a one-stop shop streaming service. Catman's team, where's the remote? 22.2% of the votes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Catman had his head down the whole time. He was hoping and praying. And then as soon as
I was like, did I pull first? But that's, no.
And in first place, with a whopping 33.3% of the votes, comments include, ESPN and Disney is all my family needs. Perfect mix of all day watching, ESPN, then late night watching, Food Network, Comedy Central, and FX. My team, skip commercials, first place. And we'll say it's been a while and it feels good. The third pick in the draft last episode. It does. It feels good to get a first every once in a while. Sprinkle him in there.
One of my nephew's friends is named Espen. Wow. He's in high school. He's a senior right now. Espen.
Is that the reason why? Like, it's supposed to be like.
It's got to be. It's got to be. Why would like.
True. Well, boys, we covered the TV channels pretty well, but here is what we should have drafted. Adult Swim, Stars, Cinemax, Vice, Investigation Discovery, My Wife Requires Hallmark, MLB Network, American Heroes Channel, MSG Network, Nick at Night, Epix, True TV, Freeform, Travel Channel, IFC, Spice Channel, The Weather Channel, The Surf Channel, It's on Samsung TV plus free channel list. Not sure if it counts. I wonder who said that one. Surf Channel. Reels Network. Are you crazy? No Home Shopping Network or QVC? Insanity.
Let's take one guess who that was. Only my father orders things off QVC. Anytime you can be watching the Super Bowl, he'll switch over the Home Shopping and QVC. Let's see what's on there.
The TV Guide channel was a blessing before the integration of on-screen guides. Don't dare look away from the screen because you'll miss the channel you wanted to find out about and have to wait for the next cycle, though. Next cycle through. And you all lose your man card for not choosing the DIY network, outdoor channel, and motor trend network. Does anybody fix their own crap, hunt for food, or work on vehicles in the draft room? Hashtag America. Those were the things that we should have drafted.
Who said that?
Yeah, it's called YouTube. Corbin. How do I feel dress a deer? You too.
If you are listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach. Also, if you're listening and you get the voting link and you can find the voting link, please send it to somebody you know so they will vote and we can get more votes.
Pay it forward. Three people. You give it to three people and you require them to give it to three people. That's how movement starts.
Now it's time to draft. Boom shakalaka.
Let's get it. This week's draft is the best mall stores. Shops and eateries mainly found in those large, out-of-date monuments to consumerism. So I feel like we're going to have a lot of banter on some of the picks, but we're going to roll with it, see what we do, see what we get. And J-Cat, first pick in the mall stores draft.
J-Cat's got prime position right now for this one.
I don't think there's any home runs.
This is really subjective, and depending on if you want to go nostalgic or you want to go current, you know, certain malls are still hanging on in this world because of certain stores. But in our area, there's still a mall up north who has probably what I consider probably this day and age, probably the greatest store that, you know, a mall could have because of our reliance on technology. Specifically iPhones, Apple Watches, iPads. I'm going to go with the Apple Store. It's unbelievable the level of service that you get there and just the cool things you can play with and the whole setup and the feel of it. In today's technologically advanced world, it is the modern day version of a classic store that I wanted to pick, but I just don't think it will resonate. So we'll go with the Apple Store.
Question.
Have you
bought a single thing from the actual Apple Store?
Yeah. iPad.
Not recently, but I have.
And I've gone there for like service and support and stuff.
Always crowded. I'd love to know the ratio of employees to customers because there's got to be.
It's like 5 to 1 40, or something crazy.
Yeah, 40 yeah. employees at any given time. Like, it's unbelievable.
It's like they're cloning them in the back and just rushing them out there to help somebody.
All right. I had it on my list, but wasn't expecting it for the first pick. All right. Apple Store off the list. Now, Shine, before you pick, I've been waiting to like for you to draft early and me to draft late. And this is the first chance I have, but I don't have a store that I like really, really want. So I am going to hold off on that trade. I'm going to hold off on that pick swap.
You were about to make my day. I was like, yes. I don't care whatsoever.
Yeah, so I'm going to hold off. But
I'm like staring at my list and nothing really sticks out to me. Part of me wants to go with a choice that I think everyone would just naturally put in their like top three if you ask them about like mall stores. I think it's a terrible first round pick. I could be wrong. Who cares? I finished fifth this week. The other part of me just wants me to, if I were to walk into a mall, the first store that I would probably go to. So I think I'm just going to go with me today. And it's actually the store that my kids would probably run to as well. And that's going to be GameStop. I'm taking GameStop first overall.
Longest introduction to a pick of all time.
Definitely what Gabriel's choice would have been. And he has turned 10. Happy birthday, Gabe. So there we go. Making it my first pick.
Does that take
Yeah, so I was wondering.
No, it does not. They were two totally different places. I almost went with that, but it's maybe I should have, since MTV got so many votes. Maybe I should have.
Yeah, I think you're safe. I think it's a good pick. I didn't think that's where you were going, though.
Me neither. Right.
Bo Moore, third pick.
Most malls have these. Our mall didn't. Salisbury has it. But go to the food court, take your date, do a date night, food court, and then go watch a movie. I'm going to pick a movie theater.
I say no.
It's not a store.
Of course you would say no.
It's not a store.
It's not a store.
I thought about this earlier. I mean, most malls have them now.
Not a store. You're not going there to shop.
But you are purchasing. You're purchasing entertainment.
You guys were talking about the arcade earlier counting, so if that's going to count, this is counting.
On a technicality, I'd say
counts.
Although he did call me Tubby earlier, so maybe my thumbs will go down now.
I mean, Dover Mall's always had a movie theater. The old school one was over, like, by KB. Well, yeah. I saw Mortal Kombat.
I'm going to need you to at least give me, like, a brand name of theater. You know, you're just like, the movie theater. Like
Regal?
Oh, you actually knew one.
Regal Cinema.
That's not the Dover Mall, though.
AMC.
Yeah, there you go.
Carmike Cinemas.
We voted 3-3.
No, I haven't.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Voted yet.
He doesn't.
I never even thought of that. That's definitely not a mall store.
You never thought of it. Now you don't definitely don't want it. It's like this boot store.
It's not a store.
I vote.
You buy candy there. You buy popcorn. You buy drinks.
This is my theory. Ice cream. Wasn't on my list.
I don't.
I mean, the picture that Bo created about food court, first date, movie. You know, if people are listening, that could, you know,
lucky
drum
Amanda
up some, you know,
I'm not
what I mean?
Sweating it. I think this is a red zone pick. I'm not sweating it.
So, what's the pick? Movie theater or like AMC theaters or Regal Cinemas?
Movie theater.
I feel like if it said movie theater, people are like, all right.
Did you get your date popcorn and a drink after you had food court?
That's
to begin? That.
That's snack, and then you go get dinner afterwards.
Wow. Pulling out all those stops.
Dinner was first.
Is that a code word or something, though?
Is it appetizer?
Ooh, yeah.
Let me give you guys a little insight. Me and Amanda's first date was Pizza Villa and then a movie theater.
Yeah, that was not at a mall either.
That is the most.
It was not.
Bo, exactly. I would have married you if you took me to Pizza Villa on our first date.
Did you walk through mustard seed?
Oh, yeah. Let's start quizzing him about his first date and get him in trouble on the podcast.
I can't remember what movie it was.
What'd you have for dinner?
Cheesesteak.
What did Amanda have for dinner?
Wow, that's brassy, Bo. On our first date, risking that?
Did you go to Dollar Tree and get candy? Because this was before candy was a dollar at the theater. That's the real question.
No.
Because I know you had on cargo shorts or something.
No, it was our first date, and then my little sister came into Pizza Villa, and we were like trying to get out. Nobody really knew that we were dating at the time.
This magic moment.
Where'd you sit in the theater?
Your lips so close to mine.
Goodness, Jason.
Was all like the any
other. Do you have the ticket stub?
No.
Framed.
Whack. Scrapbook.
You got no love.
Was there some hand holding? Did he pull the old Norton trick on her?
Oh, of the course. Hand was holding.
All right, movie theater. Next pick, Birdo.
Bo's never regretted a pick more in
movie theater
in his life.
Well, I realize I have nothing on my list that I specifically want, which is a shame because I'm kind of one that pushed for this topic. So I apologize that there was not as much variety that I thought. But I'm going to go with something that I think is cool. People, I think, will vote for this because these stores are awesome. And I thought Shine was going to go there. You put them little bricks together. You make that cool, cool little scene. I'm going to the Lego store. And they got cool bags.
Wow. The monster.
It is, but...
But you can get Legos, like, kind of anywhere. Like,
that's the thing. I know, but people don't think that. People don't think that much about the pay. They see Lego store, like, I like Lego. I'm voted for that. But not... Yeah.
But they do have, like, the newest products out. And you get to see a lot of them on display, like the insane, like Big Ben or like whatever, like really cool thing they have, like 50,000.
Yeah, your own minifig suite too.
True. You get to make yourself as a Lego.
What if Lego did this? You could send them like a picture of a structure, like say perhaps in Bo's instance, like a pizza villa, and they could make a Lego set out of pizza villa for you. How cool would that be?
Your house?
Yeah. Like think about that. Gentlemen, we're going to be rich.
Save that for Shark Tank. All right, just
Jake Haddo's. Yes, Jake Haddo's.
All right, good pick, Birdo. Catman.
Kind of can't believe it's still sitting here at 5. Foot Locker.
Oh, it's the worst store. Man. I hate Foot Locker.
It's not the worst. You're crazy.
Look, Foot Locker has never had a shoe at a decent price, and I've never seen a human being in Foot Locker other than the workers. I've never seen anyone buy something from Foot Locker. It's just people standing there with referee jerseys, and they hound you when you walk in because no one's ever in there.
I always wanted to work at Foot Locker, though, when I was a kid because I wanted to be the school referee jersey. Exactly.
I can't stand Foot Locker.
Yeah, I always liked other ones better than Foot Locker, too.
Yeah, there's some one
I
in the,
like,
yeah.
We can't talk about it, but yeah.
It's a good, it's a good name.
No, it's
not a bad pick.
Hate.
I agree with Bobby. I don't ever see anyone going there either.
And their clothes are like sussy.
Everything's like $1 million.
Everything is like overpriced.
Oh, you walk into the store dollars.
Across the hall, across the whatever.
You say sussy. I
mean, sus.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Rob. I didn't mean to clown your pick, but I hate Foot Locker. That's on my hate list.
Hey. All right, I got back-to-back picks. Monster pick here. There's versions of it for retro, I guess in older malls, but this one's still around. It's still a staple. It's still a huge store. It's probably never going to go out of business, even though this type of medium is really kind of fading. But not only does it have bajillion books, but it's got board games and toys. And magazines, and it has its own little Starbucks in there. It's got escalators. The mega store Barnes and Noble.
That kid is back on the escalator.
Also, very discreet bathrooms that are usually pretty clean.
Pretty clean, yeah. Up near the kids section,
but don't take a book in there, like George Costanza.
Yeah,
it's flagged.
Like Barnes and Noble is definitely Barnes and Noble is very cool, but I remember Walden Books and Barnes and Noble bought them out.
I had it on my list. Feel free to pick that if you want, but
Barnes and Noble owns Walden, so it's
since we're roasting stuff. Who every time I go on Barnes and Noble, I'm like, why would I pay full price for books?
You're right, kid. You're right.
Who shops here? It'll be at my house tomorrow for like $15 less.
Wow. Not that much cheaper, but I get it. I'll look it up too. But the brick and mortar, the fact that you can go around and walk around and like look around, that's I want to see this book. I don't want to just read the back cover it online. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Support local.
Yeah, but I usually go in there local. To shop for Amazon.
Yeah.
Like I'll look at things and then I'm like, oh, I'll order this. Oh,
I get 5% back if I shop from Amazon.
Eric, you can get that same feel of Barnes & Noble at Ollie's. It's like Redneck's Barnes & Noble. They got a whole book section and you can get a 75,000 pack of coffee, gummy bears from like East Africa. Like Ollie's is the place, son. If Ollie's was in the mall, that would have been my number one pick.
But you have to wear latex gloves when you go shopping there because the filth of the dust coated on everything. It's all over your
everybody, hands. Hey, everything's got a price, baby.
What are you,
microbes and macros.
All right, number two, back to back. I didn't hear you guys talking about it earlier. Obviously, it wasn't on, but I had this locked and loaded. I'm going with generic mall arcade because the arcade rules. And yeah, I guess if I'm hating on Bo's pick, you really aren't buying stuff, but it's a mall store. It's in the mall. So what is it? Riggy's Arcade in Rehoboth Mall?
That's Mortal what we're Kombat. Talking about.
NBA Jam.
Super Street Fighter 2 when it came out. Like the dude that had the quarter thing, that like old man that would like cigarettes. And he was quarter like, oh, what's he doing right now? Like, he was always there.
He was the fastest chain slinger in the West, though.
Yeah.
What's he doing right now?
King, 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 king. There you go.
He's on an island surrounded by quarters.
He's just a slot machine for kids. He's like, give him five.
He stole four quarters a night for 30 years. The man is loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the corner, the two pool tables always had the older kids there playing.
True.
The junior like Gambinos playing pool?
Just like a blue glove.
X-Men's arcade game.
Black light. X-Men's arcade. You know what I mean? Like
purple carpet.
Yeah, keep the lights low. You always had like a fountain soda with you, like in between games, like on the dash, the cabinet.
What about watching Mortal Kombat?
You guys went to the mall, Rehoboth Mall. Did you either go to Roses after or did you hit it before? Because I always went to Roses.
You had to go before. You had to go before.
Yeah. A pack of A shirts.
True, we did buy A shirts.
I would always go in there and get like the nasty candy they had. Like they had like this like slime.
A fake chocolate.
Tony's like the slime candy, like that? You just like
Palmer's.
I don't even know what it's called.
Palmer's chocolates. Oh. Yeah, arcade, Catman, second round pick.
I want to go. Like, two things right now that are real close, and I feel like one of them is not going to be there next time it comes around to me. But it's kind of a banger because the other one I feel like won't. It's got nostalgia, but for only certain people of a certain age. So sometimes when you're in the mall, you know, and you're walking around, could be like middle of the afternoon. You don't want dinner. You just need a snack, right? You just need something quick. There's nothing better than an Auntie Anne's pretzel.
You totally redeemed yourself. Totally redeemed yourself.
Cinnamon sugar all day, every day.
You go into the food court round two? Respect, kid. Respect.
Annie Ann's is not part of the food court. It's a designated mid-mall snacking station.
Yeah. But there is every cinnamon mall. Sugar all day. Pretzel dogs?
Pretzel dogs are money, but the little pretzel nibs, and you can get like the dipping sauces now, and you get like cheese and like, most of like sweet icing. Oh,
like
dude,
a sweet
unreal.
Cream. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bigger malls, Auntie Anne's on the like corner of the before you walk into the food court.
Yeah.
We haven't shout out dirt malls. We'll come back to it. But Johnny Janosik.
Yeah.
The Red Market, way, way, way back in the day. That was like the first place I ever saw an Auntie Anne's. It was like right in the one corner there where like the dude had all the belt buckles. Like, and it was like a homemade Auntie Anne's sign.
With the dude.
Like
buckles and nibs.
And you can bet over half of them had a Confederate flag on them.
Oh, for sure.
Or an eagle.
Like,
yeah, that's all. Yeah, we have eagles and Confederate flags, or we have the combination of both. That's what we
I didn't think Auntie Anne's was going to come back to me, so I had to take it now.
Bob Birdo is snatching that up for sure.
No, yeah.
I didn't think you all were thinking that way, because I was about to take it. I was like, I can wait. I can wait to the third round. People aren't going to think about that. So
That's what I was going to try to do, too. I was going to hit it with my wraparound.
Good pick. There's another banger food mall snack.
But
calm down.
You better not let it ride because I'm taking it.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you have it because I'm going to go with a pick right now that will make Eric very unhappy. You know, multiple times throughout the year, you have to get a greeting card for a loved one and some dope Christmas ornaments and maybe some Peanuts figurines. Or
a baby shower
peanut
gift.
Peanut brittle.
You can find it all at the Hallmark store, and it's dope. It is the best gift-giving place you can find anything in the Hallmark store. Put it on the board.
That's your second.
High on my list. I'm not going to front.
Store, like, man.
They got a huge like Star Wars sale tomorrow for May the 4th. Like, they have a bunch of exclusive Star Wars stuff. Like,
they have like seasonal decorations and all types of cool stuff.
I've never seen that place not packed. Anytime I go past one, it's seriously. And everyone's all the demographics are represented.
Everyone that works
I've been a Golden Crown member for Hallmark for probably 20 years. I've never got a single reward or like any coupons. I'm like, really? Sure, you have my number in there, right? Because first of all, I only buy stuff after Christmas because it's clearance. But yeah, they do have a lot of stuff. I'm sure, Bernie, you got a couple Simply Southern shirts you're stocking up on.
A lot of Turbis tumblers, though. A lot of Willow Tree Angels. Stuff. Tervis, you just never know.
Let me let you guys in a little secret.
Some corks.
Hallmark's got the little mini cards. You can get like 3 for $5. You just snag a couple for your wife or your significant other, like every once, and then just give her one every couple once in a while. It's a big hit. Like, it's just like, it'll say, like, you can get one that says like nice buns, like, or whatever, or it could be just like, I love you or something, just like different things like that. So I'm telling you, 3 for $5 or $2 a piece, stock up, get a couple. And then when you're feeling, you know, when you get in a fight or something, you're feeling a little down, you know, you're feeling down, just throw one of those little mini cards. So I hit every time.
Hashtag nice buns.
Following up with that, you know, you don't have to lick a Hallmark envelope because they give you that little gold crown
sticker,
which is fire. And when the sticker gets turned around, they know you spent at least $8 on that card. So you're good. Good.
No. Big pick in the second round. Bomar?
One of my favorite snacky foods. The best one is at the state fair. I always get one or two and bring them home. I'm going to have to go for the mall store, Cinnabon. I might have to take that off the board.
Bomar with the Cinnabon pick. Shine. He finished his gallon of ice cream that fast.
I did not. I put half of that back.
Next up.
Shine. Self-control. There's three here that I think I would be happy getting two of.
Mm-mm-mm. Got the wraparound pick after JCat.
I know.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
So I'm trying to think. JCat's going to take this one. I'm going with, again, going with me. I love practical jokes. I love pulling practical jokes, pranks, and even, you know, some of that weird stuff every once in a while.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Look behind that beaded curtain, Sean.
Going with Spencer's second pick.
That's what I wanted.
Spencer's gifts.
You can get a
lava
shock
lamps. Back. Sean, how many lava lamps do you have?
Well, depends what era.
Edible undies.
My Wesley College dorm, 3.
Geopets. How much marijuana paraphernalia do they have there?
You can get a shot.
There's a whole wall dedicated to it.
The marijuana leaf. It's the whole episode.
You have an ICP t-shirt?
Insane clown posse?
Get a dog collar with studded dog collar, matching cuffs.
Tell me you guys didn't always go in that store, though.
All the time.
I still
walk in there.
You look at the postcards.
It's a topic now. But
look at the chain wallets.
You get gag gifts.
Yep. The stinky gum.
Bone Thugs and Harmony share. Cypress Hill, all in a row.
Art of War.
Bob Marley shirts all day long.
Posters still right when you walk in. There's like a little box of posters.
Yeah.
All right, good pick, Shine. It's a monster. JCat. Back to back picks.
One of my favorite stores in the mall. We didn't have anything this cool in the Dover Mall or the Rehoboth Mall when we were kids, but up in Christiana, you could go to the greatest sports themed store, and they had all the cool stuff. And I was particularly interested in NCAA basketball shorts, and I still am, one of my favorite things. And Champs Sports had the absolute best selection of NCAA shorts and jerseys and everything that we were into. Shoe section was fire. Champs just went hard. No wonder, you know, it's, you know, parent company is East Bay. So that was basically like their, you know, brick and mortar outlet for us kids. We all loved East Bay growing up, but Champs Sports was like the most amazing place to me. I spent so much money in Champs when I was younger.
I agree. I that was my number one pick for like clothing stores. And so we would never buy anything in Foot Locker. We'd always buy things in Champs.
Champ kind.
So God, he's still
hating.
No, listen. Right when I did my pick, I did exactly what Bobby just said was the truth. Because I was like, when I said Foot Locker, and then I was like, wait a second, Champs. Like I didn't put Champs down somehow. Like that's 100% true. And then I was too late. It was out. And I was like, ah, oh, Foot Locker. But I do go in Foot Locker. Foot Locker gives me 20% for military. So, you know, the one in the Green Bay Mall in Appleton, they're all right. Like, it's not bad. But
they got a bunch Champs of Aaron Rodgers jerseys for sale.
Champs is legit, though. They got a massive, like, shoe wall thing. Mm-hmm. It's, like, in the middle. Always busy.
I feel like they always have, like, the variant colors you couldn't find other.
Yeah, always. Yeah. And they had the greatest, like, the colors of shorts you could get also. Like, not only colorways of shoes, but shorts. Like, just, like, university blue Jordan shorts that you couldn't get anywhere else. You know what I mean? Like, it was always great. Next pick, rocking around. All right, this one, I love this store. I spend way too much money in this store, and it might not be what you think. I'm really into, like, scents and being able to have like different scents in your home and creating an ambiance. And the single greatest store for me is Yankee Candle. There are so many wonderful, you know, candles that you can buy. My personal favorite is pineapple cilantro. For my money, that is the greatest candle that anyone has ever made. It's wonderful. But you can go in there and you can spend a ton of money, obviously, but you can get candles for all seasons, you know, like the Christmas selection and, you know, what they have for spring, summer, fall. And they always have the seasonal stuff, but then they have their lineup of bangers like Moonlit Path and, you know, Fresh Linen and everything like that. Man, Yankee Candle, I could spend a couple hours in there. Amy would hate me for it. She does not care about candles one bit. I'm the big candle freak in the house. So, yeah, Yankee Candle is always a huge store for me to go into.
I like the Yankee Candle. I like the smell of them. But if you go into a store and you spend 2 hours in there, my head would be pounding because it's so like
they got the little coffee canisters. They're like nose.
Yeah,
cleanse your palate.
And get you like a you know five car jars for $14.99 or something like that. Have your whip smelling good.
Yankee Candle is a little pricey too, unless you catch a deal because they're like $49.99. Like, get out of here for a candle, you're out of your mind.
Get on that mailing club, my friend. And I'm nowadays, just saying, they are. And like, why I love them in the mall, I prefer them in a different location, close to the beach, because it's the same stuff. It's just a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, like 3 for $50. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of candles and Lee always like comes home with one. I counted underneath our drawer where we have like a bunch of like some used and some not used. We had like 19 candles under this cabinet. I was like, the other day she was like, I almost bought this one candle. I said, we have 19.
Well, you had 20 before I watched the cat.
I am also guilty of buying candles. I like my house smell.
$5, $10 man. Ones. I know, man. It's too good. All right, good pick, J Cat. Shine.
All right, I'm back. This one is
really considering taking this pick. There's a couple of like itching to get. There's only a couple picks right now. Like,
there's two I really want.
Go ahead, Shine.
All right. Cheers. So this one here, I probably spent a decent amount of money on at years ago. Now I'm pretty sure they are all extinct for obvious reasons. Because we find our entertainment in other areas, we can download it right to our phone. So my third pick would be the FYE for your entertainment.
That store rocks, man.
Overpriced.
You want a copy of Transformers 1 for $37.99?
You want a Marvel Legend figure that's $20 retail for $49.99? No thanks. I'll pass.
I mostly went there for the music, though.
T-shirts, yeah. 2 for $50.
It's like, yeah. It's,
you could go down to Spencer's and get them 3 for $30.
You want some Pocky or some Godzilla chips?
3 for $15.
FYE's your place. For your
I always go in there, though.
Me too. Look for some pops. But every time you buy some, what do they ask you? If you want to join the Entertainment Weekly 8 issues for like $19.99 and 10% off your next order.
Would you like to reserve anything? No.
I'm good. I can pick Shine. Bomar?
So this is a food court restaurant. This is a huge chain now, but you could only get it back in the day in the mall. Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
No.
No.
What? Well, how's that no?
Not even in the malls anymore.
It used to be
like a standalone.
Here's FYE.
No, I've seen FYEs in malls. Chick-fil-A, though.
FYE's nice.
You're telling me. I don't equate Chick-fil-A with a mall store.
Not anymore. But that's where it used to be.
That's the only place you could get Dover Mall.
The only place you could get it.
If you say,
I'm not arguing for or against, but I feel like
I'll allow it.
I can't wait till he beats me again next week with these picks.
Because there's more like brick and mortar, like they have actual locations now.
No one hasn't picked an actual mall store yet.
There's so much. There's so
what
much
was second there. Round?
Cinnabon.
They're at the airport.
Where do they start, Bobby?
I get it.
The malls. When did Chick-fil-A start? The mall.
I don't think Chick-fil-A started in malls. I just think
in Atlanta, Georgia.
It Bo started in Jesus' start heart. In mall. The chosen chicken.
Bo has all the guys that are like me. Bo has all those picks. 200 pounds plus. Going with
what are you talking about? Bobby and Eric
are going to allow this Chick-fil-A pick. You're kidding me, right? For a mall store Chick-fil-A. Whatever.
Look, Chick-fil-A is good for around here, but if there was a Zaxby's up here, Zaxby's crushes Chick-fil-A.
Please stop talking about Chick-fil-A. I'm hungry.
DoorDash something, homie.
Good vote.
Rob, what do you think?
I'm usually open to this stuff, but for some reason, I want to be like Bobby on this one.
Yeah. Like, if I say no, too, that's still 3-3, though.
Yeah. No, those vote don't count. You can't vote for your own.
That's true.
That's why it always worked. There are no ties.
I don't know. It has been in many malls. I mean, technically, you could draft. Well, I don't want to say, but there's other food places that are by themselves now that are in a lot of malls. So I don't know. I guess it's good. I feel like when people see the topic,
let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Does anybody have Cheesecake Factory on their list?
I do, but I didn't know if I could pick.
Whoa!
Exactly.
Whoa. What are we doing right now?
I don't know.
I've never been to a Cheesecake Factory. They wasn't in a mall.
I'm about to turn Chick-fil-A vote to a no vote.
Chick-fil-A was in food court.
No one's we're discussing it. We're not saying you're not getting it right now. We're just a healthy debate. What was distinct about the Dover Mall Chick-fil-A? The sweet old blonde haired lady at the Dover Mall Chick-fil-A
sampler.
That always had the sampler plate, and she was so nice, and it was like in like a little pot or something. She would always go over and be like, "Let me get some fresh ones."
She's like with the toothpicks.
Little tray, yeah. She was in her outfit.
I think she's with the guy from the Hoboken Mall in the quarters.
You're good. It has been many malls, and yeah, you're right, Rob. So, Chick-fil-A, Birdo
will be named generic chicken restaurant.
Well.
I mean, it was a highlight of going to Dover Mall.
I agree with that too.
Like,
I had another restaurant in the food court that was a highlight of me going to the Dover Mall. So, I mean,
Charlie's
fries.
Yes, sir. Give me them gravy fries all day, baby. Give me them gravy fries. All day.
Sarku Japan with like a pound of noodles.
Sarku still bangs. Goes hard. Bruh. Double meat. Ugh. Lo mein.
I've never had mall Chinese food. I've only ever had like
never. I never had Chinese
food. You haven't I've lived eaten a lot of places. You've had mall Chinese food. And Sarku is Japanese malls, food.
I've been in malls all over the world. Like Rob, all over the country. Draft, I've never Rob,
humble Rob, brag? I've been in malls all over the world.
Rob, is Yoshinoya beef bowl on your draft board?
No.
Globetrotting, mall ripping down, and drunk no, in Panama like, rocking. So,
yeah, like a lot of times when I was on the boat and we pull in places, like I just wanted to chill. Like everyone just wanted to get like crazy wild drunk and do stupid shit. And a lot of times I was like, I just want like good food and I just want to like go to a mall, walk around and like be by myself. And that's what I would do a lot of times. Like, so I used to always try to hit up the malls wherever I was at, everywhere.
Yep. Maybe pick wherever up a new Coast belt.
Took me.
That's awesome. Cause that's like a little piece of normalcy for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I definitely get that. That's awesome.
Alberto.
This is sad that this place doesn't exist anymore. And whether you were a kid or an adult,
oh boy,
went into this store looking for the goods, and I'm going to pick KB Toys. Whether it's electronics, games, Ninja Turtles, pieces.
I can't believe you picked that.
I knew you wanted
it. Sacrificed it for Annie Ann's.
I don't know if it's going to get any votes. I don't know who are voting. Too, our voting.
Oh, I wanted it. It's probably going to be my number one pick.
Yeah, I love KB, but people for some reason have like memory block of that place, you know, like I'll in like conversation, like we'll talk about it and they'll be like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Yeah, what am I talking about? Awesome.
That was Bert, the toy team. This Toys R Us was whack.
I'll say that KB toy outlet for a while. He's just trying to snag some goods.
Yeah, Toys R Us was real whack and I got banned from the one in Dover when I was in college.
Please elaborate.
Me and my buddies would go in there and we'd get a little hardcore on the basketball setups in the back. And we may or may not have brought one down. And this was like, the lead up to that was like, we'd go play dodgeball in there and just do dumb stuff. You know what I mean? We're college age kids and we're not, you know, I didn't think I was an a-hole, but looking back on it, I was. But the straw that broke the camel's back was when we brought down the house on a wicked dunk contest. And they're like, look, we're not going to call the cops, but don't ever come back in here. And so I wasn't allowed to go back in there until I was much, much older. I didn't even try to go back in there until well after I graduated because they put the scare of God in us. So
I want to see J-Cat walk out of footage of him walking out of the store that day, like his head slumping. Or was he?
Yeah, it was instant shame. I mean, you know, it's 2:30 on a Sunday, you know, I've been ripping Keystone Lights before we went over there. And it's like, this is going to be a great idea because they had a really good Chinese buffet in the parking lot in front of Toys R Us. So that was kind of the natural progression of things. And you know that they have the plexiglass things on top of the rims so people can't do that. Little knife, you can get those things off there because they're only on there with tie wraps.
All right, man.
It was brought up earlier today as a topic. I frequent this store often now. Whenever I go to malls, it's usually the first place I go to because there's usually an entrance into the mall through this store. So I'll usually walk around there for a little while, see what they got, and then head into the mall. Scorecard rewards, money, just stack them. They just keep piling up, and then it's like, oh, here's a coupon. Spend more money here. Fall for it every time. Dick's Sporting Goods.
Every season starts
at Dick's. Yeah, man. Last two picks are the two picks I was going to pick. That and KB Toys.
Once KB was off the board, I had to. Had to.
Should have been aggressive. Should have moved up the draft board. I had that option.
You know what you want. You just got to go for it.
There's a couple I still have that I want. I didn't think I'd have so many left on my board. I don't have any food, but I'm gonna wait for that. Well, I'm going to go with – I thought you were going to take it, Rob. You had a great pick with Dick's Sporting Goods, but you even touched it before you made the pick. You wear them more than anybody I know, but back in the day, when I used to rock hats. When you went into lids, I mean, now you can get that custom hat if you want. You can get whatever you want engraved stitched on there. It's got beanies. It's got, you know, Major League Baseball hats in like 19 different colors for the Phillies. If I want, I want a brown Phillies hat, I go to Lids.
Now it's
like they have throwback jerseys and stuff now too.
Now
they
don't buy much now. Sports cards too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have all the cards now in Lids.
Yeah, I might have to go with Lids. It's just a solid pick. And J-Cat, I thought you were gonna pick this when you started talking smells.
Come on, man.
But better than Yankee Candle.
Come on. Come on, man.
J-Cat, you need antibacterial hand soap?
You damn need right plugins. Yes, you need it. You need
some aftershave. You need, what do you need? Lotions? You need Bath and Body Works candles because they're just as good. Connected to that white barn. Just the goods. You go in Christmas time and you just mop up for those gifts for stepmoms and co-workers if you need to. Give them some Bath and Body Works. Got men, women. Even Owen likes to go in there. He's like, can I get a new hand sanitizer? Like a little dinosaur like holder. I'm like, sure, man. It's got the goods. The wall plugins are where it's at, though.
That ocean smell, that teak wood.
Yeah.
And bourbon.
I love when they redid the store and had sinks everywhere so you could test the hands.
Yeah, you can wash your hands.
Be in there for 40 minutes. Skin be dry as hell.
You both win.
They got those deals, man. So Bath and Body Works. It's not a pandering pick. I love the store.
No, 100%. Great friggin' store. That was my next pick. Body wash, man. It's just wonderful.
Firing all cylinders right now.
Shite happens.
Fourth round, back to you, Catman, already. Got the Lids and Bath and Body Works. Son, this team is nice. Go to the mall. I go to the mall arcade and then go wash my hands and Bath and Body Works and clean them up.
When we went to the Mall of America, how many Lids were in that mall, Eric?
No idea.
There was probably seven. There's like one on each level. It was insane.
Imagine how confusing it would be your work schedule.
There was three.
On Tuesday, you're on aisles. Like you're on level 4, shop 5.
So around Planet Hollywood, where we were staying in Vegas, that you went out to, there's three different Lids in that section.
That's where it's at.
Nowadays, a little older, you know, I'm professional. I got to dress the part when I go to work. Got to look sharp. Got to look fly.
Modern image?
No.
purple suit?
I'm going J. Crew.
Casual male.
Straight up J. Crew.
Yeah.
Not the outlet. Not the outlet. So it's the J. Crew store. It's crazy expensive.
Straight up business casual?
Yeah. $75 for a pair of pants? That ain't happening, bro.
And them shorts definitely any of those pants.
I'm going to put y'all on to the website, son. It's the same thing. Additional 40% off.
Shout out your boy Joe Palumbo.
Yeah. The Georgia Peach, you just vanished.
He's always been a ghost. J. Crew. J. Dot Crew.
My last pick is going to be something completely off the wall. I know no one's taking it, so yeah.
All right, Catman. Birdo, back to you. That Old Navy on the board?
Nah, I don't have it.
Old Navy for apartments, please.
His clothes are like tissues. They just disintegrate. I'm going with the first department store. But before y'all, reserve your judgment, because I'm going to just lay it out for you. This department store has jewelry, fragrances, clothes, shoes, candy, toys, beds, couches, as you can see on TV, Yankee candles, plates, and all types of houseware. I'm going Boscov's, bruh.
It's not around anymore, right? Are they out of business?
Dover's. It doesn't matter if they're around anyway. It's still a good pick.
Yeah.
Boscov's is still Dover.
He has everything. Really? Curtains. Everything you can need is in Boscov's.
There's a better Boscov's, son.
Nah. I'm pretty sure in my mind you're still talking about Ollie's. Because I can get all that stuff at Ollie's, too.
You can't get a couch at Ollie's, boy.
Yeah, boy, you can get a couch at Ollie's. Yes, you can.
You might not want it. You might have to ask him, is this is on sale? Really?
Yeah. You can't get a pound of gummy bears and a half pound of fudge at Ollie's. True.
Challenge accepted. I'm going to one in Camden tomorrow.
You might talk about African gummy bears earlier.
I'm not talking about packaged fudge. I'm talking about
packaged fudge. What?
I'm talking about gummy PGOs. I'm talking about vanilla fudge. And you can get yourself some chocolate covered peanuts, quarter pound for like $3.49, kid.
Now, some non-Pirels.
I just went to the Boss Cow's website. How much you think a pound of white peppermint bark is for a pound?
$12.99, $17.92, $21.99
Split Bo and J Cat's pick $19.99 a pound of peppermint bark. $19.99 for a pound of candy.
Times are hard, man.
Inflation, son. Friday,
man. Peanut clusters for a pound, $19.99 It says Asher's Chocolate Company. Boscos is a solid pick.
I got my Super Nintendo from Boscos.
Dang.
And the steps, you upstairs and them steps, you find that clearance section.
I was just thinking that was the only bathroom up there that had the second level, right?
You don't walk up all nonchalant like you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
But you have to walk like the geriatric
return.
No.
All the malls that Rob visited in his Coast Guard days, that's where he sold out first was the good bathrooms.
Look, for 3 years, I commuted to Delaware State. So I had a lot of break time in between classes. So I hung out. I was at the mall all day, every day. I was all over Dover, dude. I know Dover pretty well. So
solid.
All right, Bomar. Another food pick?
Nope.
You should have just taken all food picks and just name your team food.
I should. Now I'm going to go with this store. I was first introduced to the store when I went up north. Right now they sell remote control helicopters. They sell pillows, speakers, smartwatches. But what I went in there for was to sit down and get a free massage on the massage chair. Brookstone.
Yatsu.
Bo. It was between Brookstone and Boscos.
Brookstone rocks.
And I think,
but you never buy anything. Ever. Never.
You go there and play with everything and hope somebody buys you something from there.
Oh, you want some wireless headphones that cost $20 everywhere else? Yeah, they're $80 here. Okay, now I pass.
My poker set is from Brookstone. Right there.
I
was hoping that got back to me.
Nope, that was a gift, just like you said.
That was my last rounder, Bo. With the fifther.
Yeah, that's a good one, Bo. You get that. The massage chair pad. It can go on any chair. It certainly wasn't as quality as the chair, but it got the job done. The
vibrator. Mm-hmm. It's still heated up, right? Nice.
Floating.
I ain't gonna lie, guys. I might win this one. I'm looking strong. Looking strong.
Movie theater and Chick-fil-A. You can do that anywhere.
In the malls, man.
We had the restaurant drafts like 3 seasons ago.
Only one restaurant there, buddy.
All right, Brookstone it is.
Enough of these boats. It's like categories. You can't just let everything fly.
Shine.
My turn, huh? There's two stores that are similar to me. One is probably overpriced just because of the name of the store. The other one is definitely more fun. I keep on going down this kid's rabbit hole, and so far it's gotten nothing but first or second pick in the next draft. But I'm going to do it anyway. Here we go again. My fourth pick is Build-A-Bear.
Oh, my gosh.
You clown.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
You know you love going in there and finding.
No, I don't.
Never been in one.
Never gotten out of Build-A-Bear for less than $150.
They're usually next to lids.
Talk about overpriced.
I saw one today. There's a Bowser. A Bowser from the Mario movie, and you can put the peaches inside his hand to play that song.
What? They talk now?
Really? Build a
bear? Put that inside his hand.
I'm like fresh out of I know where my fifth pick is going, but it's kind of like the rest of the stuff I have on my list just isn't really that enticing. Oh,
Build a bear. Man, Shine, I know I give you lovingly amounts all the time, but Build-A-Bear, this is right up with Taylor Swift and Transformers the movie.
I agree. It's a terrible pick.
No, it's not bad.
I'm telling you, Everyone inside everybody's heart, there's a Build-A-Bear.
But no, inside every parent's heart is disdain for you mentioning that. My child asked for a Build-A-Bear, Build-A-Bear birthday party. I said, best I can do is East African gummy bears from Ollie's. That's what I told him.
John, you just wrote your, you just got last place, and I'm definitely stealing your pick next draft, first pick in the draft. So thanks for that Build-A-Bear pick. Shady Cat, last two picks for you in the Mall Stores draft.
All right, so this is a personal favorite of mine. I've always been, I don't say like larger, like in the like 28 to like 40, whatever. I was definitely a more corpulent than I was when I was younger, meaning I was, you know, little rotund. But even when I was younger, I have tree trunks for legs. I always have tree trunks for legs, right? And my torso isn't like the thinnest. Even when I'm lean, it's kind of wide. So this store. Yeah, exactly. This store kept me in fashion and at a decent price point while everybody was rocking Abercrombie and Fitch, you know, the skinny boys and all that. I was popping down to the American Eagle and getting all the threads for half the price. And they also had chunky boy sizes and they fit nice. And I loved it. And I always thought I looked so fly in American Eagle. Now, I don't shop there much anymore, obviously, but there was a point in my life where if I had some extra money, I'm going to the Eagle because I'm going to look good. You know what I mean? So American Eagle was definitely a big part of my fashion trend when I was in school and just out of school. So American Eagle is that one.
Cargo all day, every day.
Every day, all day. Wonderful. Just the denim selection.
Shredded jeans.
Man,
I remember one time. Hip backpack, the side hip backpack.
Yeah.
Like the strap.
I got messenger bag. I got my first work study check my freshman year. It was like my spring of freshman year. I was working for the baseball team. My running backs coach on the football team was also the sports information director. So he gave me this sweet gig in the springtime of announcing the baseball games, right? So he backloaded my check because I was working for him before I got approved for it. And my first check on work study was $850. I deposited that into my account. And the first place I went was American Eagle.
That's why Western College is now defunct.
Hey, man, whatever. We have culture and we have class now. And that's all we need. I ripped American Eagle a new one that day. I still remember. Oh, you want to talk about, they had this military green sweater and these like nice light colored jeans. And I paired with my Timberlands, man. Oh, well, I was killing them on the party scene that night. It was like, you know, it was like a light sweater. You know what I mean? It was springtime. I didn't need anything heavy. It wasn't woolen or anything like that, but it was nice. It had like a little military patch on it and it was like textured. So it was nice. So yeah, American Eagle gets her done.
All right.
And for my final pick, this place holds a very big place in my heart. Got big into movies and collecting DVDs, right? And there was just one wonderful place to go. It's no longer, I haven't seen it in forever, but I remember I bought G.I. Joe the movie there, Transformers the movie there on DVD. I think
my first copy of
Big Trouble in Little China. Suncoast Motion Picture is absolutely, I have so many fond memories of that place. You could get anything. I'm talking about like Monster Squad. You couldn't find Monster Squad anywhere on DVD other than cons, right? Or He-Man and She-Ra, right? Princess of Power and all that good stuff. You could go to Suncoast and they just have obscure things there all the time. Suncoast was amazing. So
there's
that
only
was my
three
final
left in the country.
They always
Omaha, Texas, Omaha, Nebraska, and Jacksonville, North Carolina are the only three retail Suncoast Motion Picture companies left.
I remember Carolina, we always had the far actual Wu-Tang movies, like the actual Kung Fu movies. That is actually
like all the albums were based off of.
It was the first store in Dover Mall. It was off to the right when you walked in that front entrance.
Exactly. As soon as you walked in the front entrance, there was.
The first stop every time. Same kid was always working there. But spent so much money there.
Tons of money. Money that didn't even be spent. A lot of plastic money was in there. A lot of my credit card debt was accumulated in that store. I'm not going to lie to you. Well, I don't have it anymore, thank God, because I'm much more fiscally responsible. But woo-hoo-hoo, boy.
It's a good pick, J-Cat. Shine. Now you're picking a food, aren't you?
I am picking a food.
Do it.
The only food. It's not just cheese and it's not just cake. It's cheesecake and it's all at the Cheesecake Factory. This draft is done, boys.
I cannot condone that pick. I can't do it.
You love it. It's good.
No, it's not a mall store.
It is.
Cheesecake Factory stand alone, just like Chick-fil-A's and Dick's.
Not the one I go to.
You put one in Milton, I'd be a frequent. That's what we need down here is a Cheesecake
Factory. I mean, for Dick's, there's like, you can walk right into the mall. That's not, they're connected to malls. Cheesecake Factory, there's at least a door.
I'll take a
like Sparrow. They're not just an open like thing.
Arrow?
But
Barrow?
Barrow?
That's going to be
the only Sbarro I've ever been to that wasn't in a mall was in New York City. And I didn't want to go there because it's like, there's so much better pizza, but it was right there in Times Square.
What's the call?
So was that a pick? Or what's going on?
I think he's changing or... If we're saying no, he has a backup with Sbarro.
Oh, I wasn't saying no to Cheesecake Factory. It's connected to a mall, and it's a restaurant, technically, I guess, but...
Yeah, but they're always near the mall.
I mean, are they? I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that.
They are. Anytime you see Cheesecake Factory, it's right there next to the mall, or with the mall.
I've only ever seen one, so I don't know where
it's like Tommy. It's like Tommy Bahama or whatever.
They're usually like in the mall parking lot or attached right next to the mall. The one in Milwaukee is not near a mall. The one in Seattle is right next to the Westfield Mall.
It's a yeah.
Yeah.
I see, yeah.
Unfortunately, yes. I don't think it's in the spirit of the draft, but.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's why it's tough with the food court. Like, really, we should just talk to like food court, but I don't know. I guess not. So it is what it is.
Panda Buffet, is that what it is? Like, they started in malls, but now they have their own, like, things, too. So,
That's what I really wanted. It was the Chinese food in a food court, but that was gone.
Sarku Japan?
And, well, yeah, whatever.
That was definitely my choice.
Not gone? Who picked that?
I thought someone picked that.
No, we were talking about it.
Oh, then I definitely went. Can I change it?
Yeah.
I thought someone
picked it. No.
Yeah. I want the Chinese food in the food court.
So which one? Sarku Japan or Ming Tree?
Panda Express.
Oh, Ming Tree.
We can just say Chinese food. Chinese
like, can I say just Chinese food? Because like,
same thing as the arcade.
I'm hesitant to pick one. And
small pizza. Know what
I'm talking about.
I'll just say mall Chinese food. I think it's funny anyway. Like, I think it makes sense.
Cookies Fortune.
Yeah, because regardless of what they call it, it really is all the same.
Yeah.
Like, the menu doesn't change very much. Like, you know.
Ming Tree and Sarku are brothers. They just have stores next to each other.
God, also, this also, if they were my brothers, it'd be so great.
Circles back around to knowing where your closest restroom is. If you're eating in the mall and shopping, Sarku Japan, like, you need to know. Mm-hmm. You'll get caught out in these streets.
With your pants down or up.
I seen it.
I know, because he's scared. That's his number one fear is pooping his pants.
I've seen that.
I'm not scared. I'm confident because I know where the restrooms are.
Yeah. But you I'm confident, even though you have confidence, it's going to happen. It happens to us all.
Hey, I was first, by the way. So other people shared that fear. So.
All right, Bomar.
Oh, man. I guess I'm going to have to pick the story. I wasn't going to do it, but Bobby went there with me to pick out this specific thing for my wife.
Like, you can't say it specifically.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to go with Zales jewelry store. They're in every mall. Get that rock, son.
You finance him, Bo?
No.
Oh, we dropping whole cold hard cash on him, son.
Diamonds are forever.
Oh, right, that's Zales a great song.
Bardo
can't do it.
You're singing Pagoda.
Pandora rules. I can't do this. It's not fair. It's not in the spirit of the draft, as Rob said. There's a certain secret out there.
Oh.
I'm not doing it. If we
might hurt you.
If we're going to let this dick slide.
Whoa. We were talking about Vicky's and talking about a dick slide. Come on, dog.
Come on, dog. Did you see his face right after he said it?
I really want the pizza joint because I actually like their pizza. I got to have some food. All right, I'm going to do it. I think this chick is eating some boats, though.
Bobby just held fast and kept going.
Don't know who our voting demographic is anymore.
Me either.
So I don't know if I don't know if this is going to get the votes. You might shoot it down anyway.
There ain't no models voting. I know that.
I know when I go to the mall, I got to get me a slice of pizza. And the only game in town is Sbarro.
The only game in town. For real, though. You see them calzones lined up?
Look,
and you're like, dang, it looks good, but you never get it.
Never.
You have to turn it for 4 days.
How long have they been there?
So, put it in the oven for too long. You have to tell them, like, don't burn the bottom of it.
If it's burnt, it's the worst.
Whatever you all think, pick it out 2 minutes early, and it'll be good. But they have that slice is massive, though. It might be $8, but it's basically
slices. Yeah, you're right.
What do you get? You get the garlic bread?
Never, just the straight pizza cake. I don't get
only, and you never
Rob gets the plate of spaghetti.
Like, my dad, you put the pasta. All they do is take a tomato and cut it in fours, and that's what they stick on the side of the salad, like this giant chunk of tomato,
lettuce, and tomato.
Some lasagna.
I was reading about Sbarro over last weekend. Don't ask why, but apparently, like the guy, because it was like, why are Sbarro's only in malls? Like, why is that how we remember it? And I guess that was like their business plan. And they wanted to be known as the McDonald's of pizza. And like they just wanted to be everywhere. And then now they're trying to shift, like post pandemic. They're actually going to try to like do some standalone like Domino's type things where like they'll be delivering. They're trying it's like a complete shift for their business model. They're trying to like get out of malls and start like delivering to people's houses. You'll be able to like order a large Sbarro. And
dude, if I could order a large Sbarro pizza in Milton.
You can though at the mall, but no one does that. You'd
be $80
like ostracized, like walking out of like going to the mall for a Sbarro. Like I might do it. I might do it. Next week. Stand by.
Just to do
pictures,
it.
Instagram. Put it on our Instagram page. All right, Catman.
Suncoast Motion Picture Company was my last pick. I swore no one would take it. J Cat took it off the board. I thought I was safe. But you're never safe in these Life's a Draft streets. Never safe. So this is going to be my pandering pick a little bit because I don't really have a lot left on my board and I don't want to pick another department store because I already got one. This store is way too expensive for what they have, but it's amazing. And every time we walk through it, we're like, ooh, I want that. We want this. We want this. Maybe we should buy this just because it's Williams and Sonoma.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Oh, you know.
That is pricey, kid. You get some mixing bowls for like $200.
You get a cutting board for like $80. It's like the size of your hand.
But every once in a while, they have like Star Wars.
A pumice stone.
Like,
Catman, how much did the United States government pay you in retirement for you to be able to shop at a store like that?
I didn't say I'm shopping. I look.
And J. Crew.
I'm shopping.
Look, Rob picked Foot Locker, Dick's, J. Crew, and Williams and Sonoma. The most overpriced stores ever. He is balling.
I might want a Star Wars cakelet pan.
He's balling, son.
Chewbacca cookie cutters.
So that's where my tax dollars are going. All right.
This is tough because I wanted Sbarro. I wanted Cheesecake Factory, but I'm not going to pick that after Shine just like gave it up. And Victoria's Secret, just because you got to appreciate. I might not shop there, but I appreciate that it exists. Got that table of panties, like
table of panties. Really?
That's what they're like in front. You just see like digging, rummaging through it. All right, I don't even know what I'm gonna pick. Like that's the tough part. I have like I need a food place, but I only have two left on my thing. I guess the fifth round pick doesn't really necessarily matter anyway. I'm not saying it's my pick, but how y'all feeling about Dippin' Dots? Is that allowed?
Dippin' Dots. Ice cream of the future for 25 years.
Yeah.
Now it comes when out is of the future going to get here?
It is now. It comes out of a vending machine.
But
it's in the mall. Yeah. There was one in Salisbury. Still one in Dover, right? I haven't been to Dover Mall.
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to take it, but I was like, I had it on my list. Like, yeah, Dippin' Dots were good. Like that cotton candy, cookies and cream.
It's a kiosk at best.
That's all right. It's a mall. Pearson Pagoda. And then, so I guess I'm going to go. I want some type of food on there. All the other stores I have are kind of variations of something we already have. But I'm going to go with Mrs. Fields because you get those big cookies and they were money. I don't even remember what else they had other than cookies, probably brownies and stuff. But
it was always like cookie pies. They had a peanut butter cookie that was made into like put it in a muffin tin and baked, and then they put chocolate icing in the middle of that bad boy.
It is.
As a fat kid with a rat tail hailing from Tall Pines, USA, when we would go to the Dover Mall, I made a beeline to that place. It was called like the original cookie company or something like that prior to Mrs. Fields taking it over.
Yeah.
But they kept that banger on the menu, and I just kept on a coming. Here comes the chunk. Oh, Lord.
I Googled Mrs. Fields, and the first thing that comes up, you can order like cookies and nibblers, which are like little like bite-sized cookies. Just a cookie
nibbler.
And apparently you can order online.
And look at me Googling Mrs. Fields right now.
Mom Belgian chocolate nibbler cookies.
Rob, you won't come out of the mall with a full-size Sabaro pizza and a Mrs. Field cookie for yourself, like the full-size.
Or some nibblers for Autumn.
I'm out of town this weekend, but don't tempt me, boy. We got both of them at the Bay Park Square Mall.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap up with Mrs. Fields. We're going to hit you up with some free agents. I don't have much left, but I'm going to go Radio Shack. Classic. Whenever you needed anything electronic back in the day, Radio Shack. Hot Topic.
All your antenna needs.
Yeah. Coaxial cables. I'm going to go with Hot Topic just because I've been in there a lot. T-shirts, you know, pops, things like that. And since we mentioned pretty much everything else, I'm going to go with the mall pet store because it ruled because you just walked by. You never bought a pet at the mall, but you always like, oh, yeah, that cat's sweet. And like, look at that dog. Like, oh, he's cute. Like gerbils and like hamsters and stuff. Like just the mall pet store, like always smell like cedar chips. And
yeah, the smell is great.
At the Rehoboth Mall?
Any mall, boy. It's any mall.
Iguanas.
Yeah. Just look at fish. Yeah.
Gerbils.
Yeah. So, mall pet store, honorable mention. That man, you got three left.
The Warner Brothers Studio Store. It's not around anymore, but it was a magical place. Like, if I wanted, like, a Bugs Bunny, like, cookie jar, I could have it. If I wanted, like, a Harley Quinn, like animation cell, they had it. Superman statue, it was crazy. It was amazing. JCPenney, back in the day, it was money.
Didn't you get your starter jacket there?
The one like now or back in the day?
I thought you said you got your starter jacket from JCPenney. Like, I thought that was a store.
No, it was Macy's, I think.
The fragrance
and Structure, which was the Express.
Yeah, the precursor to Express Men. Yeah.
Structure.
But Structure was like, man, I got some polos and some jeans from Structure, some boot cuts.
Yes sir.
Some long sleeve wovens.
Yep, that was a spot.
Bro?
Well, Champs was our number one shoe store. Foot Action was number two. Sunglass Hut.
Like Foot Action too.
I don't buy stuff from Sunglass Hut, but has all your sunglass needs. And this was what I almost picked in the fifth round. Bass Pro Shops, because it's got everything from golf to hunting to fishing. It has sports stuff, outdoor stuff, camping stuff. It's a cool store, man.
Guns.
Some of them got like ponds you can actually test the reels out in and stuff, man.
Actual fishing stuff in there. Bears. Yeah.
Like Bass Pro, I don't know what I'm ever doing in there, but I love being in there.
I know. I wanted to pick it, but like I said, I don't
it's
know
amazing.
If I get any votes.
If for them lures, you need some new fishing lures coming.
Some shotgun.
I want a crossbow, though. Crossbow.
Camo.
I think that's more of a standalone store now than anything.
Yeah, I didn't
know. Cabela's, yeah.
But in the spirit of the draft. I went with Sabaro.
All right. Bomar?
So I think the best major department store is Sears. Where my brother lives, obviously it's a Riskin Nation. They have a Riskin mall store there. It's just all, you know, Commander stuff. I guess you could say Commander Riskins. I haven't been there forever. So that was like one of my favorite things. And then there's another sports store called Sports Etc. You can buy a sports merchandise, like team merchandise and everything. So yeah, there's just three.
Nice. Shine.
I was going to mention the Token Sports Collectibles store too. We have, I've never heard of this, but when I was doing my research, I came across it. I never saw one, but it sounded really cool. Discovery Channel store?
Yeah.
It was like Sharp Image.
The person who made that one around here, like hyping that up like crazy, and I can see myself really enjoying myself there.
Basically, Kids Catch.
Okay. Yeah. Good call.
Also, walking around the mall in Vegas, I was just walking by, happened to look down, and I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently you put your feet in a fish tub and they just go to town.
Eat the feet.
I've seen that.
I was like, that is a little bit weird, irritating. Oh, I don't know. Ain't no one touching my feet. Fish ain't touching my feet. That's for sure. But I found lamprey. People do it. And then Katie said she gave my mom a shout out. She said my mom loved Bon-Ton more than anyone. She was right. I would never have remembered Bon-Ton, but that's going way back. And that's going to be my shout out there.
Bon-Ton or Benetton?
Bon-Ton. My mom was all about Bon-Ton.
Like Kato?
I don't know. It's probably like the discounted Macy's store, I would assume.
Oh, no. We had
a discounted Boscov's or something.
Yeah, it's like it's sort of like a Boscov's type place, Peebles type place.
JK.
Guaranteed it had cheaper made things.
JK, yes or no is all I want. Have you ever eaten at the Boscov's family restaurant?
Boscov's family restaurant.
Like back in the
I have eaten at the Smith family restaurant in the thrift store in Seaford. Unbelievable.
It's in Salisbury, right? There wasn't one in Dover.
I've just seen it before.
Yeah, I think it was Salisbury.
You know they sell chicken and dumplings.
I was 24 before I ever set foot in the Salisbury Mall.
Eric used to go every week.
I used to go there all the time.
I was under the assumption that the Croce's go to Dover or Salisbury at least every other weekend.
It's the same distance. It's 45 minutes, at least from where I live. Literally the same.
Yep. All right, J-Cat.
So honorable mention, Journeys, which you could get different footwear and like different type of clothing there. It was a little more edgy and stuff like that. You get like lifted research group hoodies there and different types of like Timberlands that, you know, you couldn't find other places and good stuff like that. So I enjoyed Journeys. This is very specific to the Dover Mall. Legends. You guys remember Legends? They had sports gear, jerseys, all kinds of stuff. Like they had a ridiculous wall of jerseys. That was a place to go. Jersey. Yeah. I mean, it was a little bit.
That XFL stuff. Pricey. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You get it. He hate me.
Rob got a he hate me jersey for sure.
Definitely not.
Rod Smart, baby. Let's go. Kind of surprised this didn't come up. The only place I've ever seen this wonderful, delectable drink, Orange Julius, is always at the mall, right? I kind of like that.
Dairy Queen.
Never had it.
It's always, yeah. And the last thing is, I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a store, the Hickory Farm. You could go get assorted meats and cheeses for a clubhouse.
Summer sausage.
Dried fruits.
So good. Awesome. Baskets and trays and delectable wonderfulness, man. Hickory Farm.
you could start a nice charcuterie board with that.
Yes, you could. I guess that's where my love started. It was very appetizing when I went in there.
A deconstructed charcuterie board?
Hey, man. Sometimes, you know, Destructicons form Devastator. Because I will devastate a charcuterie board.
All right. Well, that is the mall stores draft. I think we did a pretty solid job. Not a lot of female-centric shops, but we'll hear it when they write what we should have drafted. So before we wrap up, we're going to play a game of Rank 'Em. So flip over your draft boards. cover up your notes, get a fresh piece of paper.
Rank them.
The rank them this week is top chain restaurants / eateries in mall food courts. Now, Ranker.com says that eateries that operate within a designated food court square in a mall. Of course, if they are outside said designated square, then they are considered an autonomous unit for mid-mall snacking. Just a little caveat, I don't agree with all of these picks, but there are only so many random categories that are doable. This is what I'm going with. So we might not agree that some of them are food courts or not, but top 10 are here. So your minute starts right now. Time. That was 1 minute to write the top 10 chain restaurants / eateries in the food courts. Number 10, worth 1 point, In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out
Burger.
I was just there.
West Coast. I don't know if it's a mall store. That was a one-pointer. Number two. I
need some In-N-Out animal style.
It went in and came right out.
Number nine, worth 2 points, was Sbarro. Sbarro
pizza. Yes, I'll take two of those, please.
Two-pointer. Number eight, worth 3 points, Cold Stone Creamery. Cold Stone Creamery. That cold slab. Number seven, following up another ice cream place, Baskin Robbins, worth 4 points. Baskin Robbins. I know it's a tough one. It's a tough one. We got some coming up here, though. I don't know about this one. I don't know if I agree with this one. But number six, worth 5 points, was Wendy's. Wendy's. You want a little frosty and some fries? Apparently, that's a food court place. 42 Ranker.
So, is there one in Christiana? I feel like there is.
Not now.
No?
All right, number five, worth 6 points, Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen. 6 points. Omar, you'll like this one. Number four, worth 7 points, Cinnabon.
That's right.
Cinnabon.
Douche, I forgot about that bad boy.
Got you, bro.
I got it.
Number three, worth 8 points, Panda Express.
Got it.
I was trying to think of the name. I put two of the three
we mentioned, and that was not one of them.
I was going to say, I would almost say any Chinese thing would count, but I guess we got to go with Panda Express. All right, last two, you guys probably have, at least definitely this one. Number two, worth 9 points, Annie Ann's. Annie Ann's pretzels, 9 points.
Respectability.
And he voted, he drafted in the third round, lots of controversy, but it is the number one mall food court eatery, Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
I didn't put that down.
10?
I didn't
say 10. You didn't put it down?
10.
Where's your conviction at?
My AirPods went, battery went in. I'm trying to, like, I just messed up. Gosh, man. No. I had 18, Eric.
All right.
I had 35.
35 points.
Bruh.
Okay.
I got 8, 9, and 10. 6, 8, 9, and 10.
I had 28.
29.
Yeah, man. Let's check the math on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding.
No, it's valid.
I believe you. Jake at
27.
Dang. 27, 28, 29. All right. Birdo, first place. Catman, 2. Shine, 3. Jake at 4. Bomar, 5th place. Well, if you would have had Chick-fil-A, you would have tied for 3rd.
Yep. You're the only reason I put that on there, Bo. Thank you for that.
Wendy's. I was thinking about it. I was like, I've never seen a Wendy's in a mall ever.
Me neither. I didn't love any of the pick, but.
You hear me, Bobby? That validates my pick.
Yeah. You know what? I guess you're right. I'm still right.
Burger King. I feel like Burger King's on in a lot of those.
Guys, my favorite that I wrote down was Long John Silver's, because Derek and I used to go to the Long John Silver's in the Salisbury food court all the time.
Clam strips.
I was going to say the one
all
in
day
Milford,
long.
Like, man.
All right, boys. That was the mall stores draft and rank them. So we're going to wrap up with some closing thoughts on your team, on the draft in general. Well, winding down season 5 already. Catman, what do you got?
I feel like malls are dying. They were cool. feel like we lived through a cool portion of it at the end of the 80s where they were like at its heyday, going into the 90s where we slowly saw them fade away. So yeah, online shopping and outside malls kind of replaced them. So it's a shame.
Shy?
No, I think this is season's been rough for me. And I can't, I just never was one to go to a mall to hang out or whatever. I don't know. Not something I did typically. So again, kind of grabbing at straws to come up with a list for this one. Pulled the ones that I and drafted the ones that I probably went to the most that came right to my mind. I was surprised I could go three deep before I, you know, probably found last place with Build-A-Bear. But that's where I'm at. One of these times we'll get back into sports.
I think Spencer's and GameStop are big picks.
Yeah.
Or no. It only takes one team member to get a vote. Bomar?
So it was pretty cool, this draft. I'm in the same boat as Jason. I'm the type of person that doesn't like to spend money, and anytime you went to the mall, you spent money. It was just how it was. But I used to love the food court, man. And the mall food and the little kiosk in the middle. Nobody said anything about the kiosk or anything like that. But I think my team is strong. I think I'm going to come in first place next draft here coming up. Number one.
I had to predict you coming fourth.
I would three or four, man. It's there.
Jake?
So doing research for this, I brought back a flood of memories, right? And I remember growing up, like there was tiers of malls in Delaware, right? So when we were younger, four major malls, right? One was phasing out. That would be the Blue Hen Mall, right? That was a train wreck of a mall, like the worst mall ever, right? So you had the Rehoboth Mall, the Dover Mall, and the Christiana Mall. And I remember increments of life being introduced to said malls. And they hold a special place in my heart, like each one, because of like family outings or, you know, things like that. So it
back to school, it definitely shopping.
Was hard. Yeah, it was hard not to be so nostalgic with it and try to incorporate some newer stores and things like that. But I kind of incorporate or think about malls kind of like how older generations thought about like their front porch, right? Where people could gather and hang out. I remember meeting a bunch of people at malls just randomly because you're hanging out looking at shoes together, or you're sitting on a bench waiting for your mom or something like that. And you may have never spoken to that person again, but for that 15-minute period when your mom's in, you know, whatever store she's in, or your dad's doing whatever, you're talking about the cool stuff or the shoes you bought or the jersey over there or what movie you're going to see later. So just a cool piece of nostalgia and my childhood was brought to the surface with this. So it might be a little bit too deep for people, but definitely malls have a special place in the heart of, I think, for kids that grew up in the era that we did. So
the Christiana Mall is still like
top tier,
probably one of the best malls I've been at anywhere.
Charles Barkley named his daughter after it.
No, I know. It's up there. Pinnacle.
Yeah. I mean,
I want to piggyback off what JCat said. I don't know if younger people nowadays realize there's no internet. You didn't know what was coming out. Like when you saw the new shoe or when you knew a game was being released, like I specifically remember going to the Dover Mall on a Tuesday to get NBA Jam Tournament Edition after school. And we got home late and we got to play it a little bit and we woke up early to play it before school. Like it was exciting to go and find things or see something you haven't seen. You may have seen it in the East Bay or may see it in like a catalog, but you couldn't buy it online. You had to go to a store. And if it was there, you were hyped. And even as we got older, like we would go to the mall to like hang out, eat, maybe go to a movie. And just like they're like the outlets now, we kind of go to the outlets, but at a time, like the mall was the place to go and just shop and hang out. So I agree, JCat. I have specific memories of my dad like taking us to the mall, picking us from school early, like which he shouldn't have done, and taking us just to hang out through Rehoboth Mall, go to the arcade, go to the card store, get a couple things, and like that was the day. Think about like back to school shopping. You got like
a certain amount of money. Oh, how much? I got to get these shoes. I got to get some pants. Like, you were like, and you come out of the store with bags, and you were like, it was dope. Like, that was your, like, your clothes that you wore. It was fun. So I enjoyed the draft. It's actually harder than I thought. And I thought there was going to be more stores to pick from, like from memory, but there wasn't. So that being said, I always leave you with something to ponder. 1 Thessalonians 5:11.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
There are some moments in my life that are hilarious. One of the funniest things in my entire life happened at a Sbarro Pizza. And you may have heard the story. I can't tell the story, but it has to do with Al the Bum Killer. And when Adam Woods was right there, he witnessed the whole thing. It was the funny one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me in my life.
Al the Bum Killer.
I'll give you a taste of the story. I just asked, are there free refills? And the guy said, looked around, he said, for you, yeah. By the way, ever tell you I had a bum in my front yard? That's all I can say. Yo, yeah, so the phone rings, there's a bum in your front yard. Oh, that's what happened. That's what happened. And there's more to it, obviously, but
front yard bums. That's your team name.
Because you know I live in a group home. So I got my switchblade. I said to my girl, yo, I can't talk to you right now. Click. Yo, there's a bum in your front yard. And I'm standing there staring at this. What is he talking about?
All because you asked if there were free refills. Talking about bums in his front yard.
It was unbelievable, man.